right, Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So Chicago PD returns with new episodes every Wednesday at 9 Central on NBC. And while the unit will be saying goodbye to Sophia Bush's Detective Lindsay, they'll also be welcoming back John Seda's Detective Antonio Dawson and Tracy Spiridakos, who recurred last season as Detective Haley Upton during season 4 of the NBC drama. Two of the stars of Chicago PD, Patrick Pfluger and LaRoyce Hawkins, are returning for season 5. It's a 6th appearance of LaRoyce on our show. It's Patrick's first, and they're both joining us tonight. What's up, gentlemen?
Man, it's a pleasure to be here, bro.
Awesome to have you both. The new season's finally here. What did you both do for summer break? LaRoyce, we'll start with you. What'd you do?
Well, I did my best to try to honestly just prepare for the next season.
Okay.
Because I knew it was going to be a big one. So I spent a lot of time in the gym, out of the kitchen.
Okay.
And thank God, because I'm not mad at what's going on with Atwater.
Okay.
Physically.
Yeah.
This season compared to others.
Okay. All right.
So you've if I can be transparent.
Is that why you passed on the donuts that I brought in this morning?
Yeah, that's why I passed on the donuts. But it is premiere day, so don't be surprised if I take them to go, dog.
Okay. All right. How about you, Patrick? What'd you do for the summer?
I played the opposite game. Okay. I ate my way through Europe. I had gelato about twice a day.
Ooh, nice.
Myself, Jesse Lee Soffer, who's on the show. Actually, a bunch of people from Fire Med and Chicago PD. We all went and did a meet and greet with fans.
Cool.
In Paris, France.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was great. Went there, stayed there for a little while, found ourselves in Spain, Italy, went to Switzerland, Austria.
Have you actually seen yourself dubbed in an episode, like in a different
country?
No,
you know what? We're doing it again next year, and I want to invite my French counterpart.
Okay.
And just so we can do like a back and forth interview with each other.
Okay, so you're not doing the voiceovers in all languages.
No, I wish I had the ability to.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool.
That would be sick, though.
That would be. So you're both Midwest boys. Is that why you both get along on and off the set?
I suppose that might play a part. I mean,
Minnesota, Chicago.
We're kind of the white and black version of each other. I mean,
I'm not going to lie. We're very similar in a lot of ways.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I suppose that plays a part. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Midwest. You grow up with a very very specific vibe. And
so I've been to Red Wing, Minnesota for a few Thanksgivings.
Which is where I grew up.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is where Patty grew up. And I remember, and the first time we went there, I think that's when I knew him and I were probably brothers from other mothers, genuinely, because, I mean, I'm so close with his family, and his family lightweight adopted me a little bit.
Yep,
that's cool.
That's true.
Is Red Wing a little further south? Where is it?
It's south of Minneapolis, St. Paul, about an hour.
Okay.
It's right on the Mississippi River. It's a beautiful little town.
Yeah.
Real historic.
I lived up there for a little bit. Lived in Stillwater for a little bit.
Okay.
It's beautiful up there.
That's nearby.
Yeah. I miss Byerly's, the grocery store up there.
Byerly's,
yeah. It was this big gourmet grocery.
Byerly's.
I was a single guy. They had all kinds of prepared foods. I could just throw it in the oven kind of thing. Yeah.
Wow. You're taking me back.
Yeah, a little throwback there. There must be, because I see both your Facebook pages, there must be a little ball busting that goes on and off the set, because I see it all the time going back and forth.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, man.
We have a good time.
Yeah.
It's just as serious as the show is, that is not a reflection of what is happening on our set when the cameras stop filming.
Yeah, there's a lot of camaraderie, and that's so important from a team aspect when you're on the air together.
You know what? The rest of the cast, the crew, our crew works so hard, and yet they keep such a positive attitude. I'm not just saying that. I mean, it's always impressive to me. I would not want to work their hours. I mean, we work long hours, but those guys and gals put in some serious time.
Oh, yeah, man. We got one of the best crews, and the best crew, in my humble opinion, in the game, man. And you know what's interesting? You know, as much as I think that I've grown on the show, especially as an actor, I mean, this was my first big picnic a few years ago.
Sure.
And I think that I've learned a lot and grown a lot, but I've also seen people in the crew who started off as like PAs or camera grips that are now like operating the camera, and now that, you know, they're like taking leads in their departments, and they're growing in their own fields as well. And it's just so dope to see.
That's one really positive thing about the whole Wolf, I guess the Wolf
franchise.
Over on Fire, there's a guy by the name of Reza who started off as a camera operator at first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Camera operator, then they let him direct, and now he's the directing producer over on the
show.
He's the guy that basically runs the ship in Chicago. Now, he's really talented. He deserves everything that he got, but
that's cool.
He was given those opportunities and given them much more quickly than he might have been in any other situation that he would have found himself.
But these shows kind of set the standards in Chicago, because I think about the shows that were filmed here in the past. It was a lot of, you know, openings, closings. They'd come, like ER would come a couple times a year and shoot stuff on the street and stuff. But that was it. I mean, you guys are totally ingrained in this city, and people love seeing you guys out in the street. I mean, you guys do your thing at CineSpace all the time, but you're out and about on location all
especially,
the time.
Especially this season. Season 5, mm-hmm. I think the writers are making a concentrated effort on getting us out of the bullpen, getting us out of the studio and into the streets, because, I mean, we say it all the time. We said it several times in other interviews this morning that Chicago is the lead character of the show.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
absolutely.
It's a living, breathing thing. Yeah. And if we didn't shoot in Chicago, I don't think the show would have the resonance that it does. Yeah. I don't think it would live and breathe the way that it does.
Well, set the standards here in Chicago, this whole franchise, because now there's a ton of shows being filmed here. Mm-hmm. And it started with you guys and Fire and PD, so it's pretty cool.
You know, I was just saying, I spoke to Rahm Emanuel, to the mayor, and he said when he and Dick were talking about it, he said, you know, I told Dick that Chicago is the most American city in his opinion. And I understand the truth behind that.
Oh, yeah. We don't disagree.
It must be nice, too, because, I mean, you being from Harvey, you're mm-hmm. in your hometown. You're not far from yours either.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's nice being
here. 6 hours south, yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. I also saw some posts. Eric LaSalle's on the set. Is he directing now, or what is
he? He's our directing producer.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
And especially for a brother like myself, I think it was one of the biggest blessings that I could have asked for moving forward. You know, just as far as growth and communicating with somebody who understands the other side of the lens also. You know, for me, and I think, you know, Patty also, the way that we are able to communicate with him and, you know, really land certain nuances that for myself, I didn't really understand once upon a time. And now, you know, just having him has opened up a lot for me. So hopefully that translates on screen this season.
Cool. Yeah, that's very cool. So what are we going to see this new season? I was reading some of the storylines, and, you know, Chicago police officer becomes suspect in deadly terrorist attack after a van explodes in Chicago at a street festival. Muslim patrol officer goes missing. An investigation of the murder of an illegal immigrant plagued by roadblocks as intelligent contends with the perception of police among the immigrant population. Many of these stories very close to home, very close to kind of the headlines that we're seeing right now.
You know, this year they want to get into more of the socio-political happenings that are going on in 2017
you
Chicago.
Have to.
Yeah. I think it's important. It's part of the reason it's such a good, great city to shoot in is it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a good way and in a bad way, you know, but it's a very interesting city politically.
Sure.
Just the goings on like on the street level. It's,
Chicago is like one of my favorite things to say about what I think Chicago PD does well is we show the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, some of those uncomfortable pieces that, you know, we don't always want to talk about, but even the prideful pieces that we love talking about. I mean, you're going to get all of those things in one episode, but one of the greatest things that I think we've been able to accomplish this season so far is tackling that gray area,
mm-hmm.
You know, and really – you know, I mean, Patty and I are, like I said, I don't, you know, we're very, very close on and off set. But, you know, we had a tough time with our characters because they almost put us at odds and created some racial tension between us. And I remember when we first, you know, read it off the page, we were like, we don't recognize these characters.
Yeah.
And we walked into the whole demonstration, I think, a little apprehensive. But once we actually leaned into it and saw what kind of story we were telling, I think both of us found it very, very important and intriguing to be able to do that.
Right, and, you know, their whole goal is there's no – nobody's totally right, nobody's totally wrong. You know, it's just perception.
But there's that chemistry that you guys have built over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years already with one another, which really does help.
Absolutely.
You obviously behind the camera,
well, I think,
too.
Yeah, I think that I'd like to think we've created characters that the audience – already likes and feels close to on some level, so you can see them in these more difficult situations where maybe you disagree with them for one reason or another, but you can, you know, you already feel close to the characters, so you can try and understand where they're coming from.
But it's got to be tough, though, when you're doing that off screen and having that camaraderie, and then you get a script, like you just said, that's a little bit different about, you know, your characters. It's got to be a little tougher to do because it's not kind of the relationship that you you have, and both relationships
at
are
least
important.
For me, I know it definitely took me a few takes to kind of warm up to like, you don't really agree with Patty right now.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, what does that mean? You know what I mean? What kind of face does that take?
Like, we actually got done with a scene, and he and I stepped aside. I was like, dude, I think we need to maybe you and I just get together and rehearse these scenes before we come to set, so we can work into and get comfortable with being so at odds with one another because we're not used to it. And I would avoid it at all costs if it wasn't my job to be at odds with one of my best friends.
As actors, that's pretty cool that you're willing to work together to figure all that
absolutely.
Out, obviously.
Absolutely. I mean, we've with all of these complicated scripts, he and I have spent, there was episode 4 which I think is going to be a really good episode. How many times did you and I, how many hours did we spend just talking about it?
Yeah, just talking about it. Yeah, just spinning back and forth about, you know, what's interesting though is a lot of the racial conversation that they put Ruzek and Atwater through Patty and LaRoyce actually had a similar conversation, I want to say years ago in New York, just opening up, you know what I'm saying, as buddies, just talking about, lifestyles and different perspectives and things like that. And I think they gave us an opportunity to like reference a lot of what we've already been through as friends, and hopefully, and I like to think that that's one of the reasons why that episode in particular, from what we understand, came out pretty well.
And I gotta give props too to our showrunner and to Eric. I mean, you know, they listen. They're so good about, you know, we come up with ideas and we really
we
try to dive into these to this stuff as deep as we possibly can. And so when we go to these guys with ideas or with thoughts or maybe we could tweak this here.
They're listening.
They really do. And whether or not those they change it to exactly what we're looking for, at least there's an openness for conversation.
Yep,
that's cool.
Yeah, so it's been a really rewarding season so far. We're on episode 7, and I feel like that's kind of the term of the year for me. That's the key word, is it's been very rewarding.
That's very cool. Yeah. I was on set with you guys at that one Chicago event last year when you were doing all the interviews and so forth, and you can just tell the camaraderie between all the cast, actually, which was really bizarre. It wasn't just self within each individual PD and fire and med. I mean, you all had, because you're doing crossovers together and stuff, but you all have that kind of bonding together.
Yeah, I mean,
you're all here.
Said, when I was traveling through Europe this summer, you know, we all went for this meet and greet. But then myself, Joe Manoso, Miranda Ray Mile. Did I say that right?
I hope so.
And I've never said her name fully, I guess. Jesse Lee Soffer, Yuri, we all ended up, we continued traveling together. I mean,
we
spent a month traveling through Europe together. And we're really lucky. People really get along on the show. And I feel like
that's cool.
if you come to set and you are not willing to play and like get along and be cool, they've found ways. You know, these are dangerous shows. The people on these shows have dangerous jobs.
Yeah.
They'll kill you off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you suck,
I
they
bet.
Will kill you
off.
Yeah,
we'll find a way to figure it out.
Well, I was going to say Luce, you know, he's a guy that, you know, kind of keeps it real on the set too, because obviously he's got to keep that all together. And
that brother. Speaking of Luce,
yeah,
glad you brought him up. I think one of the most deserved bumps that we got is Luch. Luch has been promoted to associate producer now on our show.
Oh, that's
Brian
cool.
Brian Luch, our technical Luch. Advisor, okay. real Chicago police officer,
who's
been with us from the beginning, who's given us the emotional connection to what being a copper in Chicago is.
Yeah.
Finally, this year,
got
his promotion
that's good.
To being associate
that's good.
Producer. It's one of the most deserved things I've ever come
across. Well, he's kind of the pulse of that set,
he's
too. I mean, his personality.
He truly is the heartbeat.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
Of the show.
Yeah, and he keeps it real and he keeps it fun, which is kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, long days on the set. How do you entertain each other in downtime? Because I know it's hurry up and wait a lot with you guys, and you can be on the set 10-15 hours.
I mean, there's a lot of singing. I don't know why
we
communicate through sing-song a lot. We just goof around.
Yeah, we just I mean, listen, we deal with some heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, at least for me personally, and, you know, I come from a comedic background, and so I do my best to just try to just keep things as light as possible, especially with, the you know, the details and the things that we have to deal with these scripts. But, yeah, Patty and I, we do our best to try to be as creative as possible off screen. We, like you said, we do a lot of singing. We're actually working on Chicago PD. We're working on the treatment of the Chicago PD musical, believe it or not.
Okay, all
we're
right.
We're trying to figure that out.
Wow.
Boss, okay. Boss, okay. Boss.
Yeah, Voight falls asleep, and he wakes up and finds himself in his sing-song nightmare.
We're cracking the case. We're getting it done.
That's awesome.
This is going to be sick.
That's awesome. All right, so you guys, again, you get along so well on and off the screen. Have you talked to your agents about merchandising? Because all those cop shows in the 70s had little action figures and stuff, you know. Yours might be dangerous because you'd have the toothpick coming out and that could hurt a kid.
Yeah, well, you know, believe it or not,
are you talking action figures?
Yeah, talking action
figures. I would love an action figure. I would be like, I've
come
arrived.
On, man. That would be crazy. Yeah. Because you don't understand how seriously y'all took my action figures growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
no, I mean,
and just to imagine that another kid has an action figure of me.
I think Adam 12 had some action figures, I think, you know, the cops and stuff. That'd be kind of cool.
No, that would be dope.
Kind of squad car
we
and
need,
stuff.
We need
Do
to figure
you know
that out.
Anyone?
Yeah. Well, I could put you hooky up
man,
with somebody.
Oh man,
yeah.
That would be it. I would be like, all right, mm-hmm. I can. Yeah. Take me tomorrow, God. I have an action figure. I'm okay.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So the new season, you guys are excited.
Yeah.
Oh man, more than excited, brother. And I think that everybody's going to love it, man. I can't wait to see the reactions, especially once we get like toward the middle of the season. You know, because we only notice the scripts getting more and more powerful, honestly. And they're different, too. They're powerful in, like, different ways.
That's good to hear. Yeah.
They're highlighting each of us a lot differently.
Yeah, I think you're gonna find that you go home with these characters
nice.
A lot more than you have in the past couple of years. You know, we still have Case of the Week. We still have our job to do.
Sure. Mm.
But you're going to see what that job does to us when we leave the office.
Are we hitting 100 episodes yet? Are we getting close?
We're getting close.
Okay.
Where we at?
That'll be the season?
80-something.
Yeah, we're like
so
in
that's
the
season.
Early 80s.
Danielle, you know where we're at on episodes? No?
Close to 100. It's got to be the season.
We will hit 100 this season.
Oh, that's very cool.
100 in January.
We'll see, then that's a good life. Syndication, sit with an ascot, your cigar. You can just enjoy life then after that.
Oh, man. Just buy ascots.
Should we get ascots?
Yeah, dude. Now we know what we're going to do with the rest of our day.
Come on, man. We got to find these ascots, premiere parties, cigars. We appreciate that, Dave. You're giving
welcome.
Us some good ideas.
Giving
bro.
Us some good ideas. Awesome. Well, the new season of the hit drama Chicago PD airs Wednesdays at 9 Central on NBC. LaRoyce, Patrick, always a pleasure, you guys.
Definitely,
thanks,
brother.
Thanks appreciate again. It. All right, top stories are next on 720 WGN.